The Mishnah tells us in Masech the Shabbos and Dafav Vavam Abayz, Kirash Sikua Bekashu Begvava Noisen Avei Atashio. If you have a stove or an oven that's fueled by the husks from the wheat, you can place the tafshio on top of it. Begefes Ve'etim Lo Yitain, then you know, if it's fueled by regular branches and wood, you're not allowed to place the tafshio on top of it. Ad She'yigrof or Ad She'yitain Es Ha'ofar, unless it's going to be a covered flame, you're going to remove the coals. So we discussed this Mishnah yesterday in the context of Shehiyah, which is one of the possibilities that the Gemara, you know, raises as to how to interpret this Mishnah. However, Rashi on the Mishnah actually interprets it in a different way. Rashi interprets that it's referring to the Isser of Hatmana, of insulating. Rashi explains, Mishum de Moisef Hevel, the time of the Parishna of Beperek Duel, Shema Yechata Bigacholim, that one is not allowed to insulate items in something that increases heat. Because you might come to stoke the coal. So we had discussed briefly Hatmanas. I wanted to treat it, you know, more properly, and then we'll discuss the other possibilities of how to interpret this Mishnah. But Rashi interprets it with regards to the Issa of Hatmana. And the Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos, the source of Hatmana is a little bit earlier, on Daf Lamed Aleph, where Rava tells us, why is a person not allowed to insulate a pot, even in something which does not increase heat, only maintains heat? On Shabbos, Gzeira Shemi Yartiach, you might come and take the item and place it on top of the stove. Right now, it's just sitting in towels. But it's going to get colder as time goes on. And you might unwrap the towels and see that it's not as hot as you would like, and you'll put it back on top of the stove. You'll heat it again. What would be the problem if you'll heat it again? It's fully cooked. Ein Bishol Acha Bishol, that's what Rashi told us. It was in that context that Rashi said that once a liquid is cooled down, that there's Yesh Bishol Acha Bishol B'davalach. One could have interpreted it as saying it's not fully cooked. That must be what we'll have to say. But Rashi interpreted that it's referring to the Isser of Bishol, and you know, once a liquid has cooled down, you can be chai for Bishol again. However, that's only on Shabbos, and that's talking about maintaining heat. Why did Chazal say you cannot insulate something in an item that increases heat? Even from Friday going into Shabbos, you might insulate it on top of coals. So what's the problem? Put it on top of coals. No, the fear is you're going to see it's not as hot as you would like, and you'll stoke the coals in order to make it hotter. So if it's a davar moisef hevel, we're afraid you're going to raise the heat, similar to the isser of shehiyah, same concern. However, this isser of hatmana, of insulating, is limited. We're talking about, again, about a fully cooked item. We're just afraid that it's going to cool down, and you'll stoke the coals in order to heat it up again. So the Shulchan Aruch writes over here, Siman Reish and Zayin Sif Ches, we'd mentioned this, but let's just see it inside. The Shulchan Aruch says, Mihu, the end of the second line, Kol Shehu Be'inyan She'ein HaBegadim Noigin Ba'Kedera, is if the garments are not touching the pot. It's not a tightly fitting insulation or covering. Even if there is a fire underneath it, so this is the heter for putting something in an oven going into Shabbos, assuming that, you know, that it's fully cooked, or even Michael Ben Drusoy, and there's no problem of Shehiyah. Why isn't there a problem of Hatman and insulating it inside of the oven? The answer is because the oven is not a tight-fitting covering, and therefore it wouldn't be a situation of Hatmana. The Chazon Ish also just explains something which is obvious, and that is that the initial covering of the pot, or one layer of tinfoil, is also not Hatmana. Hatmana refers to a second covering. The Chazon Ish writes, L'gazur el ha-hatman es ha-kli be-beged, avalitem b'soich kli, to put it into one utensil, eino b'chlal hatmana. That's not included in Hatmana. Darei kol kli megin al-masha b'soich shol yisan v'mehera, even though every pot, the truth of the matter is, insulates the food to keep it warmer. They never prohibited one from putting items inside of a kli on Shabbos. Others explain that the reason why you're allowed to put it inside of the kli is because the kli is used to keep it clean and to make sure things don't spill. Rabbi Eider actually writes, if you are putting it in the kli, not in order to keep it clean, not in order to make sure things don't spill, but just to preserve the heat, then he thinks it is a problem of hatmana. So let's say if you would wrap challah in tinfoil and place it on the blech, why are you wrapping it in tinfoil? Not because you're afraid, you know, that it might fall and become dirty, but rather because you want the heat that you're placing on the blech to make the challah more crunchy, more warm, more geschmack. So you'll have the tinfoil run all around it in order to insulate the heat and bring the heat to the rest of the challah. So, you know, if that's your intention, according to Be'aider, perhaps, you know, there is room to be concerned. But the Chazanish, and I believe that is the Minig, argues, no, the Chazal was simply never geyser on one pot. The initial covering around an item can never be included in the Isur of Hatman. It would be only a second covering. So it has to be a tight-fitting second covering in order to be a concern. What about people, though, who take kishka and they put it in the tin foil and inside they leave it inside of the cholent? Or some people do this with potato kugel. They take potato kugel, put it inside a tin foil, and leave it inside the cholent. So you're insulating the potato kugel inside of the cholent, a potential issue of hatmana. And so it's wrapped in the tin foil. That's one covering. The cholent is all around it in order to insulate the heat of the potato kugel. So the truth of the matter is, the reason why people do that is not in order just, you know, because that's the most convenient way they could find for keeping the potato kugel warm. It's because they want the flavor of the cholent to seep into the potato kugel, and the potato kugel to, you know, osmosis, to bring some flavor of the potatoes or some texture to the cholent. The same true with the kishka. That's the intention. So since that's the intention of people who do this, that's why it's not an issue of hatmana. If that happens to be the only convenient place you can find to store your potato kugel, then it's a problem.
Would the shell of an egg or something else with a shell be considered a first layer?
Interesting. I don't know. I would presume not, but it might be. You're talking about Hilchos Tumah Vatara. Is that like, what's the story of shells around nuts? Is that part of the nut? Not part of the nut. Shiloh and Gans called her Akula. How do we treat shells? Are they considered to be part of the item or not part of the item? But I don't think we have to be so. But why? Where would this come up? People put eggs in the shell?
Yeah.
In the shell?
Yeah. Do
really?
Yeah, and then you eat the egg. You're not doing it for the
shell. You don't take off the
shell
first?
You take off the shell, then you eat the eggs.
No, but you leave it in the shell in the shell?
Yeah, externally you take the shell off.
Really?
Yeah.
Hard boiled eggs?
Yeah, hard boiled eggs. Well, not when you put it in, but yeah.
Okay. Learn something new.
Delicious.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take your word for it. So why do you leave it in the cholent?
Why do you leave it in? Because
it tastes.
You have no other place?
It gives the egg flavor.
Ah, so then okay, so you want the flavor.
Right.
So if you want the flavor, so then that's the same as the potato kugel. Yeah.
There you go, Hester, because it's not really the heat source that's covering the cholent.
You're raising an interesting point. That we would presume over here that the heat source is not the cholent, the heat source is the item underneath it, even though it is being conducted through the cholent, but you're in a situation where it's mice of hevel. You can increase the heat. If you see it's not hot enough, you'll stoke the coals. So that's like mice of hevel. Mamid hevel is something that only maintains heat, which is diminishing, you know, over time. By definition. Anyway, but getting back to the Mishnah, Rashi's opinion is that even if you take a tavshil and you place it on top of a stove where it's not insulated on all sides, there's just a heating element beneath it, that already is an issue of hatmana. That's what's unique about the opinion of Rashi. Rashi feels, and that's why, you know, most Rishonim don't agree with Rashi. Rashi interpreted that Mishnah back in Lamavav and Mabez as an issue of hatmana, even though it's not surrounded on all sides. Rav HaRishonim disagree, and they're of the opinion that it has to be surrounded at least on the sides in order to be considered hatmana. However, the Shulchan Aruch does quote Rashi's opinion. Look over here, the Shulchan Aruch, Simarei Shnegimel Sifal, V'chol Zeh, Be'inyin Shehiya, Shekederi Yosheves HaKisei Shobarzo. When are you allowed to do Shehiya of either a fully cooked item, or, you know, went to Michael Ben Derusai on top of an open flame going into Shabbos? That's if it's on a platform, or it's on some sort of brace, or al gabi avanim, or in stones. Ve'ena noigas b'gecholim, it's not touching the coals. Aval hatmana al gabi gecholim, if it's actually touching the coals with the very hot coals, that's hatmana. Even though it's not insulated on all sides, it's just sitting directly on the fire, already you have an issue of hatmana according to Rashi, and that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah disagrees, like many Rishonim, v'yeshoyim, da'afil mekadeir ha-medes al-gabi yesh mamish. That's not an issue of hatmana. Calls manchu megula lemaila lo mikri hatmana. Since it's not surrounded on all the sides, v'shari v'chein ha-minig, that's the minig. According to Rashi, anytime you put a pot on top of a hot plate, you have an issue of hatmana because you're putting it directly on top of a fire. Unless you have a blech there or it's a non-adjustable item. But otherwise, you'd have an issue of hatmana. The Ramah, though, thankfully, is mekel, that since it's not surrounded on all sides, it's not an issue of hatmana. But what does the Ramah mean? Kol zman shehi magula lamayla lo mikri hatmana, as long as it's open on top. Does that mean all of the sides have to be open? Or what if just the lid is uncovered? So that's the Prima Gadim, which we mentioned yesterday. The Prima Gadim writes over here in Simeration and Tess, as a suffix, Umahu Shiura, Shekosav Harav, Besimeration and Gimel Sifalf. What did the Rambam mean when he wrote, the Be'ina Dafka Shein Magula Lamailo? It's only allowed if the pot is not covered above. Does he mean that in order to be hatmana, the lid also has to be covered? As long as the pot, not the lid, is surrounded on all sides, even though the lid is uncovered, it can still be hatmana. Meaning, in order to be hatmana, does it have to be covered on all four sides? Or, you know, at least we're dealing with a cube over here, so it has to be covered right on five out of the six sides. Or does it mean that it, and the bottom is sitting on the fire? Or even if it's Megula Lamaila, if it's open on top, and therefore if it's open on top, it wouldn't be a problem with Hatmana? Or even if it's open on top, one could still run into an issue of Hatmana. So Rav Moshe, it's quoted by Rabbi Eider, it appears now in the Igros Moshe, Chelik Dal, Simen Ayin Dalet, is Meiko, like the more lenient possibility the Prima Gadim raises, that as long as the lid is not covered, it's not an issue of Hatmana. Therefore, the traditional crock pot, where the heating element goes all the way around and below, is not a problem of Hatmana, since the lid is never covered. However, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, as we mentioned yesterday, one of the last psakim he gave before he died, is a recorded now in Mincha Shlomo, Chelik Bei, Simen Lamed Daled, is of the opinion even if the lid is uncovered with the secondary covering, but it's surrounded, the insert of the crockpot is surrounded on all sides, one would run into a potential issue of Hatmana. And therefore, in order to avoid the issue, you'd have to prop up the crock pot enough that, you know, not just a minimal amount. Some people do this, and then you look, and you can't even see the walls of the crock pot, you know, of the insert. You probably haven't accomplished too much. It has to be enough that the side of the insert is exposed somewhat. Otherwise, you really haven't done too much. But if you've done that, then you, according to Rosh Zalman, you could avoid the issue of Hatmana. That's the way Rashi interpreted the Mishnah. Okay, but look back, Ois Aleph, the Gemara continues. Ibai Elohu. When the Gemara said, the Mishnah said, I'm sorry, you shouldn't put a pot of food on top of a kira if it's fueled by wood unless you have a covered flame. What are we referring to? Ibai Elohu. Hai lo yitim lo yachzirhu. Is this talking about hachazara? Or is this talking about of a lishoitz mishan? You can do shahia on top of an open flame, and that's referring to the opinion of Chananya. Once it's cooked, kamaycha ben dusai is permitted. Or dilma lishoitz tanan. No, we're talking about shahia. Certainly hachazara. But the Gemara assumes either way that the Mishnah is either it's a kal v'chomer, or that's what the Mishnah is discussing directly. Hachazara is prohibited. Even if the food was on the fire. Again, we're not discussing taking food and placing it for the first time on top of the fire on Yontif, on Shabbos. That's what we're going to discuss next time. That's not hachazara. Hachazara means returning, which means if you're returning, you have to be returning somewhere that you were initially. That's what everyone asks in Tshuva. Where are we returning to if we never were on the right path to begin with? Okay, good question. But we're returning. Where are we returning to? To the initial Shehiya, which means we're only discussing a pot of food that was on the fire Friday going into Shabbos. You had an initial Shehiya which was allowed either according to Chananya or according to Rabbanan, however you negotiated that. And now you took it off, and you have in mind to return, and we're going to discuss the conditions that are necessary. But you're allowed to return under certain circumstances, but the first condition in order to do so is that it has to be a covered flame. If it's not a covered flame, it's prohibited. You cannot return, even if you still had it in your hand, you had in mind to return, we'll discuss all of the possibilities, and it hasn't cooled down at all, it still has to be a covered flame. If it's not a covered flame, even if it retains its connection with the initial shahiyah, it's still returning, it's not putting for the first time, it's prohibited. That's the issue of Isser of Hachazar. Why is this prohibited? So the Ran explains in his comments on the Shabbos, we gave it to you here, Oizayin, Noit and Veloy Machzirin, you can take off, but you can't put it back, unless it's a covered flame. The Mexican Mavashu B'Shabbos, because it looks like you're cooking for the first time on Shabbos. Meaning, if you take an item off the blech, off the fire, not the blech, off the fire, and you walk around the house serving the item, and then you go back and you put it on top of the stove, on top of the fire. So someone who's coming in between might think that you're cooking on Shabbos. I don't even know if it necessarily has to be that there's someone else who might be there, but it appears as if you're cooking. Perhaps it's considered to be cooking midrabanan, even though it's not cooking midrabanan because it's a fully cooked item, but you took something off a flame, you're putting back something on top of a fire on Shabbos. How can you do that? It looks like cooking. So maybe it's cooking with the Rabbana, maybe it's a Marisayan type idea, whatever is motivating the Ran tells us that the reason why this is us is because it's Mechzi Kamavashu B'Shabbos. It looks like you're cooking. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam explains that the reason why Hachazara is Aser, unless it's a covered flame, then it can be allowed, is because Shema Yechata B'Gechalim. You might come to stoke the coal. See, when I walk around the house and I start serving this dish, even when I come back to put it back on, the fire, I see that the dish is cooled down. And I'll be upset over the fact that the dish is cooled down. I might stoke the coals in order to make it hot again. So just like Shehiyah, Chazal prohibited because of Shemi Yechata B'Gecholim, you might stoke the coals in order to make a cook fast to be ready for the meal Friday night. Chazal prohibited HaChazar as well because of Shemi Yechata B'Gecholim, you might stoke the coals in order to make the item hot faster, to reheat it faster. You have to say both for the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam that when I have a blech there, that relieves both of these concerns. The blech, first of all, serves as a heker, as a recognizable distinction as to why I'm allowed to put the pot back, and no one will confuse it with cooking for the first time, which we usually don't use a blech for. Most of the time, we don't cook on top of a blech. So it's something unusual. It's not going to be made. It doesn't resemble cooking during the week, so it's not Mechzi Kamavashu. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, we'll have to argue that that this serves as a heker to remind you not to stoke the coals. And that's why it's allowed. Okay, so that's why a chazar is prohibited either because of Mechzi Kamavashu, Shem Yechata B'Gechalim, and when you have a blech there, that mitigates both of those concerns. This machlekes between the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam is perhaps the basis for another machlekes between the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam. They argue l'shitasam daflam mechesem ebeis with regards to a different but related shaila. The Gemara discusses by Rav Ashi pinon mimecham lemecham mahu. We said hachazara is prohibited. You're not allowed to return to the initial fire after you've taken it off. What about if you're putting it not on the initial fire? You're putting it on a different fire. Well, if there's a blech, then it's allowed, yeah? You're not allowed to return to an uncovered flame, but if it's a covered flame, then it's allowed, right? What if you take it, though, and you don't put it on, but as opposed to, by the way, taking something out of it, that was never on the flame to begin with, that's prohibited even to place on top of a blech. Okay, that's implicit from our discussion. If you have something on the fire, Friday going into Shabbos, had initial Shehiyah, you can't take it off and return unless it's a covered flame. If it's a covered flame, you can return, but you can never take out of the refrigerator for the first time and place it on top of a blech. Okay, you can't put for the first time. So, Boy Rav Ashi, Pina Mimechem Lamechem Mahu. Let's say I had something on top of a covered flame, Friday going into Shabbos, I took it off. Now, instead of putting it back on that flame, I have another covered flame in my house. We have to say it's a covered flame, otherwise, yeah. Can I put it on top of a covered flame somewhere else in the house or somewhere in a different house? I put it from one heat source to another heat source. Is that still called hachazar, which is permitted if it's a covered flame? Or is that called like putting for the first time because it's not the same heat source from whence it came? Pina mimechem lemechem mahu, and the Gemara leaves off as a teiku. Okay, can you switch heat sources, assuming everything is a covered flame? Otherwise, it's no better than hachazar. Hachazar, you couldn't put it back on the same flame, even if it, unless it was covered. So, of course, we're talking about a covered flame. Otherwise, you couldn't even put it back on the same flame from where it came. But can I, if it is a covered flame, can I move it from one to the other? Chazanish makes that point. We have to be talking about a covered flame. Otherwise, nothing to discuss. Okay, so Taisus asks, how could the Gemara have had a suffix about this? But we have a Gemara on Daf Nun Aleph and Med Aleph with regards to Hatmana. Sounds like over here, from the fact that you're putting it on a new flame, there's reason to assume that that's worse. It would be the same old flame, and it's a covered flame. You could return it from the flame where you took it off. Yeah? But what about to put on a new flame? Can we still legitimately call that returning? So it sounds like the new flame is worse. We learned in a braise that the only time hatmana is prohibited is if it's in a kli rishon. Let's say I'm not allowed to take hot water and wrap it in towels on Shabbos. Even though there's no heat source underneath it, I'm just preserving heat. You're not allowed to preserve heat on Shabbos. If you would do this before Shabbos, it would be allowed unless it's Moisif Hevel, unless it increases heat. So there's a fire underneath it, like the jacket around the Shabbos. But if it's If it's on Shabbos, you're not allowed, but I'm sorry, Erev Shabbos, you could wrap it in towels. On Shabbos, you can't wrap it even in towels. What if, though, I take it and I put it in a klisheni? Meaning I take the hot water out of the pot in which it was cooked, and I put it now in a thermos. So can I take the thermos and wrap it in towels? The thermos itself is not going to be hatmana, because it's one item. We mentioned before, you get one kli, no matter how thick the kli is. Every Shabbos urn is not called hatmana, even though there's insulation inside of the Shabbos urn. That's why our Shabbos urns are not made like the metal old urns, you know, because those cool down quicker. Ours, the plastic ones, are all insulated. But that's one kli. One kli is never hatmana. Again, you get one pot, however thick that pot might be. You get one pot. It's not hatmana. But let's say I take, so a thermos is not going to be hatmana either way, because it's one kli. But let's say I take, I put the thermos, and now I wrap the thermos in towels in order to preserve the heat further. So that, the Gemara says, you can do on Shabbos. Pina, mimechem, lemechem, mutter. So it says, alma, b'mechem, achar, shari. You see from the fact that you put it in another utensil makes it better. V'halchi mashma, ipcha. From here, it sounds like the fact that you're putting it on a different heat source makes it worse. That's Tosis Kasha. V'emir Rabbeinu Tam, there's a difference. Because over here, since you're putting it on another heat source, you stoke the coals, you can make the situation much better. It's easy to make it better. Hatmana, what's the fear? You're going to take it and reheat it on another heating item, heating utensil. Just stoking the coals a little bit or fixing the towels a little bit, you know, it's not going to make it much better. So the fact that it's so far removed, once it's in a klisheni, it's so far removed from the ability to reheat it, that even if you would end up stoking the coals a little bit or you do some little change in order to try and heat it up, it's not going to make that big of a difference. Whereas over here, you're putting on a second heat item, you might come to stoke the coals. Says Rabbeinu Tam. And it's original heat source, you might not come to stoke the coals. You're going to put it on top of a second heat source, which is not as hot as the first one from where it came. The original heat source, I already had it arranged and I knew how to, you know, I had it set on the proper heat. Over here, I put on the second heat source, it might not be as hot as I thought it would be, and I might come to stoke the coals. So when you're dealing with Hachazara, you're allowed to return, if it's a covered flame, to the original heat source, but not to a second heat source. It might not be set properly. When it's cold, it's even better, not worse, because the bechito ma'at lo yoyo, like to make one little change, it's so far from hot already, because it's already been removed from the fire, whatever I do is really not going to make that big of a difference. That's what Rabbeinu Tam. The Ran disagrees with the Kasha in the first place. He says, lav kushahi. What are you asking one from the other? Why? Because Hachazara is a problem, not because of Shem. Hachazara is a problem, not because of Shem Yechad B'Gecholim. It's a problem because of Mefzi Kimavashel. When you put it on a new fire, it looks like you're cooking much more than if you put it back on the old fire from where it came. Hatman is because of Shem Yechad B'Gecholim. So Shem Yechad B'Gecholim, that's better when you put it into a new kli. You put it into an old kli, then there's no Shem Yechad B'Gecholim. So the Ran claims we're comparing two items that are really not, two cases that are really not because of the same concern. Lav kushi, the hazam hainu, leinian mat, medav sheno maisef hevel. We're discussing insulating something which is not increasing heat, but maintaining heat, which is a problem of shema yechata b'gecholma. You might come to heat it again. Aval hacha, so if you put it in a second item, so that doesn't make it worse, that makes it better, because it's less likely a concern you're going to come to reheat it, it's so far removed. Aval hacha, da asim yishum de mexikim avashel. Here it looks, because it looks like you're cooking. So tfei mechzikim avashu, b'mecham shenim, b'mecham mishan. Iran says, why are you comparing Hachazara to Hatmana? They're not because of the same concern. The Rabbeinu Tam compared the two, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, both Hachazara and Hatmana are a problem because of Shem Yechata B'Gecholim. So he asks, how come by Hachazara, if you switch from one item to the next, one heat source to the next, it's worse, whereas Hatmana, if you switch from one kli to the next, it's better. But they're both functioning on the same axis because of Shem Yechad B'Gecholim. According to the Ran, you're comparing apples to oranges. What Hachazar is because of Mechzi Kimavashel, that's worse with a new heat source. Hatman is because of Shem Yechad B'Gecholim, or you might, Shem Yartiach, that's better when you put it into a second kli. Yeah.
Pina Mechel Mechel is heat source to heat source?
Yes, heat source to heat source. No. So you're already saying one is on the fire, one's not. That's basically what Rabbeinu Tam says. Since one is on the fire, it takes a little bit of adjustment, you can heat it up again. Here, it's so far, we're going to take it and put it on a new heat source. Come on. A Kli Rishon, you might put it back from where it came. A Kli Sheni, it's so far removed. See, a Kli Rishon, there's a fear. If I insulate it in towels, if I open it up, I see it's not cold, I'll just take the pot and put it back on the fire. Because the pot itself was still hot. If I put in a Kli Sheni, the pot is already not hot. So now I'm going to put it back on the fire. You know how long it's going to take to heat up the pot, then to heat up the food inside of the pot? It's going to take too long. So I'm never going to do that. So since it's already in a Kli Sheni, it's too far removed. There's no way I'm going to do that. You put it on another heat source, but it's still in the Kli Rishon. Okay, now I might stoke the coals more than the first heat source, which was already adjusted properly. But Rabbeinu Tam is distinguishing within Shemi Echata B'Gecholim, because everything is a function of Shemi Echata B'Gecholim. According to the Ran, we can simply distinguish that one is because of Mafsikim Avasha, one is because of Shemi Echata B'Gecholim, and that's why when you put, returning to a new flame is worse, as opposed to when you go from one to another, as opposed to Hatmana, when you take it from a Kli Rishon to a Kli Sheni, that's better. The problem didn't exist to begin with. But then, according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Ran, this Pina Mimechem Lamechem, taking it from one heat source, which is covered, and putting on a new heat source, which is covered, which the Gemara has a teiku about and leaves off with a shaila, and is unresolved, is a machlekes. What is the concern? Is the concern because of Shemi Echata B'Gecholim, or is the concern because of Mechzikim Avasho? And I believe that that is the reason why different Rishonim have different ways of resolving and being machriya on this shayla. If you look at the Ritva writes, I gave it to you over here in the brackets of his test, that since it's an abaydloi ifshita, it's not a resolved question, and it's an isa derabbanon, we should say suffik derabbanon lakula. I believe that the Ritva understood because the concern is shema yachatu b'gechalim, the problem of achazara is returning, because of shema yachatu b'gechalim. And when you're returning to a new flame, even though it's covered, I'm afraid Shemi Yechata B'Gecholim. But the Gemara is not sure. Maybe that's like returning to the old flame, which if it's covered would be allowed. So we say, Savik, the Rabbanon Lekula, it could be Mekol. The Rajba quotes some other Rishonim who disagree in Amachmir about Das, Dat, and Shel Goenim Zal, that's Rabbeinu Haigoin and others, Rabbeinu Chananel. The Kevin Dasru Mishum de Mersi Kimavasho, the Karav Hadava, Lovely Day, Easter, De Raisa, Haviloka De Raisa, Ulafika Kalkubalahachma Kesholtera. We treated this like a Suffolk De Raisa. Why? Because it's Mersi Kimavasho. It looks like you're cooking. So it's cooking, Dirabanon. It's not a Gzeira, Shemi Yachatabi Gechalim. It's the equivalent, tantamount, to cooking, Midirabanon. So we should say, we should treat it like it's related to the Easter De Raisa and say Suffolk De Raisa Lachumra. So you cannot move it from one heat source to another. The Sharatzion writes, "V'lo his karta." He didn't mention in the text of the Mishnah Berurah this shaila. It appears nowhere in the Shulchan Aruch, nowhere in the Mishnah Berurah. It's quoted by the Magen Avraham. "V'lo his karta pina mimechem mimechem shezachar Magen Avraham mishum debalav hachi yesh deyos shemakil mimechem sheni." I'm b'taisis v'ran. And he says the taisis and the ran are meiko. Al kein lefiyani is daiti poshut yesh lismoch hamakil mibayizu. We can be Samech on those who are Mekon, the Pinam, Mechon, the Mechon. So he's Machriya Lekula. This issue comes up all the time. You'll say, where does this issue ever come up? It comes up all the time. As in the Shaila we discussed, a person whose chulent is drying out and he wants to rejuvenate the chulent. How's he going to do that? By adding hot water. Cold water you can't add without a doubt. Why not? Bishol. You're cooking the cold water. Fine, so you'll take hot water. Where are you getting hot water from? Your Shabbos urn. So Shabbos urn is already in a covered flame going into Shabbos. What covered flame is it on? It's a non-adjustable Shabbos urn. Non-adjustable, we said last time, is the equivalent of a covered flame. Fine. You'll take it and you'll put it, you'll bring it, you know, take the cholent and bring it, or take the water and bring it to the cholent and put it inside the cholent. Ooh. So you're taking water from one heat source, where it was Friday, going into Shabbos, and putting it on a new heat source. So even if the cholent has a blech, which is always a good idea, as we mentioned, even if the cholent has a blech, and you're allowed to return if there's a blech, but is this called returning, or is this called putting for the first time, because you're putting on a different heat source than it was initially? So since the Sharatzion said, Yesh makilim abayezu, so we could perhaps be mako on this. However, the Beis Yosef already addresses this exact case. Look over here, I see it now. Says the Beis Yosef, Kasabin Mukha Yosef Shem Rabbeinu Yoina. Mechshayla gedayla tachas mixes haram. This is a major problem that people are nechshalin. Shetaimtim kumkum shomayim chamin, litem letecha kedera b'shabas, kishetavtum etstamek. People are taking hot water, putting it aside, in order to add to their cholent when it dries out on Shabbos. Upamim sha'echad ein yad saletis boy. Sometimes the water that you put aside is no longer yad saletis boy, va'acha yad saletis boy, and the cholent is yad saletis boy. It turns out they're reheating the water on Shabbos and the mevashel. V'yafal pi shehein roischim in paska koyach risichasan yesh ben mishum bishul. If you're going to take an item that was only yatzugadizba and now heat it to roischim again, perhaps be a problem. V'chein kasev rabbeinu Yerucham. U'b'shem harajba kasev. However, the Rajba disagrees. You can take the hot water and put it into the cholent, even if the cholent is on top of the heating element. So the Rajba didn't allow it. The Rajba allowed it. Rabbeinu Yoina did not allow this. The Kobo, of course, has to throw, remind us of his shita. Even if you're going to do this, the Kobo is always concerned with the mixing. So even if the cholent is already fully cooked and the water was hot, you're mixing by pouring the water into the cholent, and it turns out you're mixing the cholent. The mixing is always a problem according to the Kobo. And this issue is brought up in the Shulchan Aruch. Simen Reish and Gimel Siv Dal says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh limchoiz biyad anoigim lahatmi boid yoim kumkum shalmayim chamim v'noisan oisam v'soich ha-kadeira. We have to protest against those who take hot water, set it aside, insulate it from Friday, of course, and then in order to add to the cholent later on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch is machmer like Rabbeinu Yoina that this is a problem. However, the Ramah writes over here, I am the Kamon Simin Shin Yud Ches. That is a very powerful statement of the Ramah. I am the Kamon Simin Shin Yud Ches. What does he mean by that? So Mishnah Berurah explains, already found in the Aruch HaShulchan as well. Mishnah Berurah writes that the Ramah was not concerned with this. He paskin like the Rajba that this is allowed. Why? Why was the Shulchan Aruch machmir in this situation? The reason is because the Shulchan Aruch holds lishitasai that yesh bishul achar bishul b'davalach. When a liquid cools down below yad saletisvay, even if it's still not room temperature, you heat it back up again above yad saletisvay, you could potentially violate bishul again. Yesh bishul achar bishul b'davalach, and the line in the sand is yad saletisvay. However, the Ramah disagrees that as long as it's not nitzdan in legamre, you can reheat the water, as we mentioned. So the Ramah was not as concerned. If you took water, even before Shabbos, and you set aside, and you insulated it in order to add to your cholent on Shabbos, even if it will cool down below Yad Saletis Boy, it's very unlikely that it will actually become room temperature, or be nitzdan in legamre. It won't even have a remnant of the initial heating. It won't be able to be served as warm food, as we discussed in the past. Ve'efshar, shu'azek, even a Ramah says in Mishnah Berurah, b'mash shekazav ayin l'kaman simishin yirches, v'haino de'ein l'hachmir b'davar, because according to the Ramah, there's ein bishal achabishal b'davar lach, or even if there is yesh bishal achabishal b'davar lach, it has to cool down much more than yad segadisbar. So the Ramah here is meikol, that a person can add the hot water to the cholent, and certainly, in our situations where you literally take, they were talking about water which was insulated from before Shabbos. We're talking about taking water out of a Shabbos urn, which itself is hot, boiling now, or certainly well above Yad Saletis Boy. So there was certainly less of a concern that you will, the water will have cooled down in the interim, particularly if you take it directly from the Shabbos urn and put it inside of the cholent, so we don't have to be concerned with cooking. And it sounds like the Isser of HaChazara, we would be lenient on, we would call this returning, even though it's to a new heat source. We're going to be meiko, like those Rishonim, that Pinam Imechem Lemechem, we would say, even though it's a Suffolk in the Gemara, we would say Suffolk Derabbanan Lekula, and that would be allowed. HaChazar is Yoliyasa, perhaps because of Shemi Echata B'Kachalim. And therefore, since over here, we're Mesupak, if this is called the same heat source, if this is called returning, or this is called putting for the first time, we could be lenient to say Suffolk Derabbanan Lekula.
Wouldn't it be still
Nirek Mavashal, though? So, if you would say the shaila is this called mechzik mevashal? Is this like returning? So if you return it to the same flame, we would say it's allowed. Here you're returning it to a new flame.
You're putting water in.
Right, so it was on one heat source, now you're putting on a new heat source. So what about pina mimechem lemechem? Some mishanim are machmir on that.
Yeah.
We're going to say that we're going to go lekula. Can we derive from here that in general we reject the Ran and we're not choishesh for mechzi kamavashel when it comes to achazar because we're meko on pina mimechem lemechem? That we'll have to leave open for the next time. But perhaps you already see from here that we have accepted the Rabbeinu Tam. And achazar is also because of shemi achatu b'kachal, not because of mechzi kamavashel. But what about the kobo? The kobo said, hey, you got to be careful when you're doing this not to mix the chulent with the water. So therefore, Rabbi Eider writes in his Sefer and Hilchos Shabbos, Ois Tuf Resh Mem Gimel, in the name of Aaron Cutler, that if you're going to do this, you have to lift the pot of chulent off the heating element first. So this just became a two-man job. You have to have one person lift the pot off. You say, well, we'll discuss if you could put it down on the counter and just leave your hand on it. But either way, it's going to be very, you know, you'd have to be talented in order to add the water with your hand on it and put it back. So you probably need someone else to hold the chulent pot while the second party takes the water and puts it into the chulent pot. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa disagrees in Ois Membeis, the Perek Aleph, and he says, nah, as long as you dribble it down the side, you put it in Benachas, you don't have to worry about the mixing. Yeah.
What was about with why didn't he get off the fire?
Because mixing. If you remember the kobo, we don't mix or serve food from on top of the fire. If you take it off the fire, we're not as concerned with mixing or serving. The Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa though over there in Ois Mem Dalid raises a different issue, which is how are you going to get the water from the urn to the cholim pot? He said, well, I'll put it in a mug. So Rabbi Eider writes in Ois Tuf Resh Mem Vav, you can't do that. Klisheni Einam of Ashel. See, even though the water is hot, it is halachically cold. When you put in a klisheni, you can't take the water from a klisheni and put it into a cholim pot. The Rabbi Shmuel Shavs Kachas says Meiko. He says we don't take it that far. The klisheni Einam of Ashel, the water is Yatzel Edesba. What are you concerned about? So take the water from the mug and put it directly into the cholim pot, and you should be okay. According to Rabbi Eider, you have to bring the cholim pot to the urn. You know, the mountain to Muhammad. I actually think that that's helps. You know, then you just perhaps made it back into a one-man job if you're a little talented. You can put the chulin pot on the counter and, you know, with one hand hold the chulin pot, the other hand push the plunger of the Shabbos urn, and we'll go directly into the chulin pot, and that way you avoid stirring as well because it's off the fire. So maybe you can negotiate it with one person if you do that. But generally speaking, okay, hachazara is permitted as long as you're returning to the same flame, perhaps even a different flame. As long as it's a covered flame, returning is allowed. Putting for the first time, not, but returning is allowed. As long as it was there Friday going into Shabbos. However, the Gemara Masechta the Shabbos of Lamazayin Amud Aleph has one limitation to this. And that is, Beisilo Oimim Af Machzirin, if an item that's fully cooked and it's a covered flame, you can return. This is only true if we're talking about on top of the heat source. To inside of the heat source, no. Why is inside of the heat source worse? Ramban explains, the chamir toicha mishum de nafish havla. It's greater heat inside than on top. Venira kimavashal b'shabbos. Here, everyone agrees that it looks like vishal. Even if it's a covered flame, it's prohibited to return to inside of a heating element because it's hotter. And it looks like cooking. So even though we're discussing a fully cooked item, there's no real bishul. This to leave it there before Shabbos, you could do that, but if it's fully cooked, when it's partially cooked, but if it's to return there, no, even if it's a covered flame. And this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch of the Yisimeration of Gimel Siv Beis. Kira shiguf v'ktuma v'notal k'deir me'olei afil b'shabbos mutal l'ahachzir kol zman shiro sachas v'yid b'yadoi, all the conditions v'dayit l'ahachzir. But then the Shulchan Aruch writes in the middle of the second line v'davka gaba aval l'teicha osir, to return to inside of the heat source is a problem afil hugar v'katum, even if it is a covered heating element. Why? Because there was greater heat inside the heating element than on top. So because of that, Rabbi Eider quotes over here from Rabbi Aaron Cutler, that was true in their heating elements, that inside was hotter than it was on top. Or one was preferable, you know, one was the preferred cooking slot, and the other one was, the inferior cooking location. But it says in our stoves and ovens, some items get cooked inside, some items get cooked on top, but one is not inferior or superior to the other. We don't have this hierarchy and pecking order of cooking locations. So he says, Shomadi b'shema Rabbi Aaron Cutler, Shotanurim shalanu muta lahachzir. You can return to even to inside of an oven, even to inside the heating source. V'taimo, the ikar bishul shalahem hayu b'seichai. That's because their primary cooking spot was inside. Ufichak yoyser mechzik mevashul b'seichai me'al gabov. It looks more like you're cooking inside than on top. Masha ein came b'shalonu al gabov hu kamo b'teichai. Inside is the same as on top. As long as you have the original conditions of Hachazara, you can return to inside of an oven. According to Rabbi Aaron Cutler, if you put all these coolers from Rabbi Aaron Cutler together, you come up with a whopper. And that is that according to Rabbi Aaron Cutler, you could return to inside of an oven. How are you going to have it? It has to be a covered flame. How's it going to be a covered flame? No problem, according to Rabbi Aaron. Just cover the dials. So according to Rabbi Aaron, if you cover the dials, returning to inside of an oven is no different than returning to on top of a blech. That is not what we're used to, certainly. But that's because he assumed that our heating utensils don't have this same pecking order. One is preferable to the other. However, Rav Moshe disagrees. Rabbi Eider quotes over here from Rav Moshe Valdas. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Lesser, V'chein Kashuv B'tshuva B'Seif HaSefer, Sheyesh Gam B'Seicha Din Kira, inside of our heating elements, is the same as their oven, Shemut Elishai, Sevaloi LaHachzir. You can leave inside of an oven Friday going into Shabbos, but not, assuming it's cooked, but not returning. You cannot return to inside of an oven. According to Rav Moshe, you couldn't make the inside of an oven a covered, be much more difficult. You need an oven box to make it a covered flame. But even if it would be a covered flame, according to Rav Moshe, you cannot return to inside of a heating element, even if it is a covered flame and there is a blech there, because it looks more like you're cooking than on top. So for that reason, that was where Rabbi Willig suggested, if you're going to serve your children Friday night, best not to be chayshish for the kobo to remove the children from the fire before you serve it, and then put it back, because perhaps once you take it out of the crock pot, you can't put it back in, because perhaps the inside of a crock pot is like inside of the heating element, not on top. But this is not only, so therefore, to return to inside of an oven also is invariably going to be a problem on Shabbos. It's always teicha. It's always going to be a problem. You can never return to inside of an oven.
The problem's nearer to Mavasha, though, right?
Mexican Mavasha.
Or Mexican Mavasha, sorry.
Yeah. So what do you say? What do you want to say? So therefore what?
In the crock pot, just put the stones in the bottom, and then that's not Mexican Mavasha again.
Doesn't matter if it's a covered flame. You're worried about a hatmana, which is Shemi Echata B'Gechalim. You might come to stoke the coals. So if it's not fully surrounded, they were never guys in the Shemi Echata B'Gechalim. Here, this is because of Mexican Mavasha. I thought you were going to take it in a different direction. What you could say is, what about the warming drawer? Everyone knows here what a warming drawer is. No? Oh my gosh. Okay, you know what an oven is, yeah? That much we know. So an oven, a warming drawer is a mini oven, which is not used for cooking, but to keep food warm. Let's say you make supper, and you have guests that are supposed to arrive soon. You want to keep your food warm in the interim, while you're waiting for them. But you don't want to leave it in the oven. It's going to get dried out. So in all many contemporary kitchens, there's not in Washington, hasn't made it to Washington Heights too much yet, but there's a warming drawer, which is has a heat source, but it only goes up so high because it's meant for keeping food warm, not for cooking initially. No one cooks initially in a warming drawer. So can you return to the warming drawer on Shabbos? In the top 10 of most common shilas you get in Hilchot Shabbos nowadays, the warming drawers are on it. Yeah.
Just back to the crock pot.
Yeah.
Is it really messy? I mean, is it really the same as Lesotho?
Why not?
Sealed on top. It's not fully.
It's not covered, concealed. Maybe that's not teichai. Okay. I'll tell you, the minigayim was not like Rabbi Wook. People take cholent off and put it back all the time. I hear Rabbi Willig's argument. Maybe that's called teicha. You would say, well, no, because it's revealed on top. Even though by hatmana that might not be called open, but by over here, that should be. I think there's room to argue that way. Rabbi Willig didn't see it that way, but yeah.
Would Rabbi Willig say that it's better to be mako on the
kobo? Yeah, because kobo is fully cooked. We don't really understand why he was so concerned. But don't be make on the Yisra of Hachazar al-Toychai. So, but the warming drawer, is can one return to inside of a warming jar? Well, the first, in order to return inside of a warming jar, it would have to be what? Rabbi said it have to be a cover flame. How are you going to cover a warming jar? You get a warming jar box? Certainly not. So how are you going to cover a warming jar? So one could cover the warming jar by, we used to suggest this, is take a tin foil and cover the bottom of the jar and have a lip of tin foil sticking out. Now, that is offensive to some people in their kitchen to have a lip of tin foil sticking out. The other possibility, though, is to be tough betit, is to take the dial or wherever the controls are of the warming jar and put two pieces of masking tape over it. So in order to adjust it, you'd have to remove the tape. That would be the equivalent of tough betit. So it is possible to make the warming jar garu v'katum. But even if it's garu v'katum, can you return to inside of it? So we will have argued, and many others, that since warming jaws are still on the cusp, they're not really dealt with in the traditional Hilchos Shabbos farm, even the contemporary ones. It's, something that's still contemporary, you know, still al shulchan malachim, as they say, it's something that's still being dealt with and digested. So they will argue that a warming jar is not a place where people normally cook. What's the concern? You can't return to inside of a heating element because of mefzikim of al shel. That's if it's a place where people cook. Warming jar, nobody cooks inside of a warming jar. So it shouldn't have the chumrah of taichai, and as long as it's garu v'katum, one would be allowed to return inside of the warming jar. If you look around, the star K is machmir on using warming jars on Shabbos, perhaps because of the Isser HaFachazar, but that their stated concern is because when you open the warming drawer, inevitably you trigger, they argue, you're going to cause the heating element to turn on sooner. So normally in an oven, let's say you're going to take stuff out of an oven, you're going to cause the heating element to turn on sooner. So they would argue, yeah, that's allowed for the following reason. Because when it turns on sooner, you don't have any food left in the oven. Unless I leave my food in there Friday, going into Shabbos, I take all the food out, and then I close the oven. So even if the oven now is going to turn on sooner than it would have before, I don't have any food in there. So that's an unintended consequence of my action. That's a davar sheino miskaven. Even though it's a psik reisha, it's inevitably going to occur, but it doesn't happen right away. So it's a grumma. Grumma is only us in the Rabbanan on Shabbos. So we're dealing with a psik resha, deloi nichale. It's an unintended, inevitable result. First of all, I don't benefit at all. It's lo nichale. And we're dealing with an isa de Rabbanan because it's only grumma. It doesn't happen right away. It happens, you know, indirectly because of my action. So they were willing to be make o psik resha, deloi nichale, and de Rabbanan. So to open the oven, take your food out, and close the oven as long as there's nothing left inside of the oven, they were willing to allow that. But if you're going to leave food inside the oven, or you're going to certainly put food inside the warming jar on Shabbos, even if it's a covered flame, even if you're going to be making that, that's not called the inside of the heating element because nobody cooks inside of a warming jar, so it's not Mexican Mavashel, but you're going to trigger the thermostat sooner, and here you are benefiting from it. So even though it's not your intention, it's a psikresh of the nichale. It's an inevitable result which you benefit from, and therefore they weren't willing to be make on that. Yeah.
Should it be different in the
heter
we stated for
a
fridge?
So they were also concerned, and this came up really recently, I'd say in the last 5 years, that there was people sounded the alarm that when you turn on, figuratively speaking, when you open the warming drawer, that either stops the fan immediately or causes the heating element to turn on immediately. There's no time delay. It's not that it happens as a result indirectly over time. It happens inevitably every time you do it. So if that's the case, you know, then that changes the complexion of everything. But I haven't found that, you know, in my our heating elements. And it might depend one to the other. But the star K is also concerned with that it might cause it to turn on immediately. If that's the case, then all bets are off. But if assuming that that's not the case, and that certainly was not the case in the past, so there's still machmir because you benefit from the food that's inside of it. However, generally speaking, we're lenient on this. If you would be machmir on that, Rabbi Wilk has argued in the past, then you couldn't open your front door during the wintertime. Because when you open your front door in the wintertime, inevitably you're going to cause your heat to turn on sooner. And here you're staying in the house, or there might be family members staying in the house, and they benefit from the fact that the heat is turning on sooner. But we don't like to bring raya's from caterers or from kiddushes and shul. But every time that a shul has a warming drawer, they call it a hot box. You've ever seen caterers use these portable heating elements where nobody cooks inside of them? Okay, granted. But what do? They take one kugel out for the kiddush. Then when that kugel's gone, they close the door. They come back, get another kugel, close the door, come back, get another kugel, close the door. I don't think they return too often. Food usually doesn't make it back into the warming drawer, you know, the hot box. But they're closing and opening the door as long as things are inside. And I think that their assumption is that this is allowed. Why should this be allowed? Why is it allowed to open the front door in the wintertime? Or open the oven when there's food remaining in the oven? Or perhaps even return items to the warming drawer? Why? What is the logic behind that? So the reason, perhaps, is based on the precedent that Rosh Shlomo Zalman mentioned over here with regards to using a refrigerator on Shabbos. How can I ever open a refrigerator knowing that when I open the door, inevitably hot air will enter, causing the compressor to turn on sooner? So if Shlomo Zalman is mako, that since it's not your intention, and your intention is to take the food out, but it's an inevitable result, it's a psik reshe. Even though over here you benefit from it, since it doesn't happen directly, psik reshe, when it doesn't happen directly, it doesn't happen right away, or as a direct result of your actions, it's a psik reshe, it's a grumma, it's a psik reshe, together with a grumma, is allowed. And this is, Nezer is claiming based on a tshuva, based on a comment of the Rashba, Misach the Shabbos and Daf Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph, when the Mishnah says a person who traps a tzvi inside of his house has violated the Isser and the Malacha of Shabbos of trapping. Even though I didn't touch the deer directly, as long as I closed the door and the deer is inside, I violated trapping. What say I want to just leave my house? I want to go out to shul and a deer runs in. So can I not close my door? I say, look, the deer is here. I might be even happy about the deer, but I got to get to shul and I want to close my door so no one comes to steal my stuff. I don't have in mind the deer. I'm not even upset about the deer, but it might destroy my house. But at least I have supper or something. Okay, close the door. Can you do that? So writes the Rashi, "Shem Yishalmi Mashu Shafilum Nov and Iskaven Lishmar Tzvi Kol Shen Iskaven Lishmar Beisai." Your primary intention is to guard your house. Af Shal Yedekach Nitzor Tzvi. The Avnei Nezer quoted over here is Zion. Even though in the end you're going to trap the tzvi, it's allowed. Uvovachlo Iskaven Lishmar Tzvi Bovad. As long as you don't intend to trap the deer itself only. So the Ran disagrees. The Ran cries foul. This is a psikresha, even though it's not your intention. It's inevitably going to occur. Psikresha is usher. Even if your intention is not to trap the deer, it's a psikresha. So many explain that the opinion of the Rajba is, we work two lines from the bottom, and Avnei Nezer, v'zeli yom kasafti liyashiv das harajba, b'enu miskavin lotzer atzvi, afta avi psikresha, even though it's a psikresha, d'lechor avi groma, you're not holding on to the tzvi directly, even though something that's an inevitable consequence is usur, that's because we treat it as your action. But if it's a grumma, how can we possibly consider that as your action since your involvement was indirect to begin with? So psikreshe, when it's a grumma, and there's room to be lenient, that's what Shlomo Zalman claims is the reason why we open our refrigerators indiscriminately on Shabbos. We don't wait for the motor to turn on before opening. Even though the word stump would work machmir like that, that's not our minig. The minig is because we're make up psikresha together with a grumma can be allowed, even if it's not a psikresha de loy nicho, it's a psikresha de nicho. So I think the same heter, even though Shlomo Zalman was discussing refrigerators, it's only us at the Rabbanan because of electricity, we're discussing fire over here, which is deraisa, from the fact that we all open our houses, doors to the house in the wintertime. So I think one could be make over here too. That should not be the reason not to return to a warming drawer because we're afraid that the heat is going to turn on sooner. And if you're in a hot box, take one kugel out, you could close the door even though there's other kugels left inside. Yeah.
Why is it 3 days? The second you close the door, it's already considered trapped.